Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to 365 Days with MXMTune. I'm Maya, a singer, songwriter, video maker, Oakland native, and a bike rider. I'm also a huge fan of history. I love untold stories, gross facts, hidden secrets, and anything weird, dark, and funky from the past. Each day, I'm going to share one of my favorite deep cuts with you, so let's take a look at today's stories.
It's 365 with MXMTune. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.
Today in 1817, the first predecessor of the bicycle was demonstrated. Back then, transportation was challenging. You used a horse or you walked, pretty much, but an inventor named Carl Drice wanted to create something more accessible to the public to help people get around. Let's look back on how the bicycle came to be. Not unlike today, owning a horse in the 1800s was a status symbol. And in Drice's time, Europe entered a recession due to a series of unfortunate events. In 1816, the world experienced what became known as the Year Without a Summer. Sounds super ominous. Basically, there was enough abnormal weather events that global temperatures decreased by about 1 degree Fahrenheit. This might seem kind of small, but at the time, we didn't have the same farming technology that we do now, so any slight change could ruin a harvest. This summer was the coldest on record between the years 1766 to 2000, and it was largely because of a volcanic eruption in present-day Indonesia, Mount Tambora's. 1815 eruption is the most powerful volcanic eruption in recorded human history. This explosion was so severe that the mountain itself shrunk to two-thirds its previous height, ejecting about 10 billion tons of rock and debris. That's about 2 billion elephants, if you can imagine that size. This lowered temperatures, though, because there was so much debris in the sky that it left a haze, it made it even harder for the sun to penetrate the atmosphere. So, needlessly to say, the weather was certainly affected, which impacted the harvest, which in turn impacted the world economy. That's one powerful volcano, but times of crisis breed innovation. So, as the horse population decreased, Drice conceived of an invention that could offer an affordable alternative to horse travel. Drice's invention was called the dandy horse, or the velocipede. It's certainly bulkier than a bicycle today, but it looks surprisingly how you'd expect. Although you'd be hard-pressed to find a wooden bicycle nowadays. More importantly, it didn't have pedals, so you'd sort of run on the bike with your feet. It worked, but it wasn't the best model. The pedaled bicycle didn't emerge until the 1860s in France. You might have also seen older bikes with a ginormous front wheel and a high-up seat. Those were called penny farthings. They took this name because they resembled the size difference between two British coins, pennies and farthings. And while they looked pretty cool, they were only in vogue for about 10 years. Since the seats were so high up, they were pretty dangerous if you were to crash. And this is as good a time as any to just throw it out there that you should probably be wearing a helmet when you ride a bike, even if you're closer to the ground than a penny farthing. Today, Drice's original dandy horse is often used to help children learn to ride bicycles. Sometimes it's called a balance bike, but it's amazing to think of how far the technology has come. In 2017, coincidentally, 200 years after the invention of the dandy horse, Mark Beaumont cycled 18,032 miles across the world in just 78 days, setting the Guinness World Record for fastest circumnavigation of the world by bicycle. The Olympics predate the invention of the bicycle, since the games have been going on since the age of ancient Greece, but in 1896, when the first modern Olympic Games took place, cycling was among the events. Since then, there's been a cycling event in every Summer Olympic Games to date. By the 1996 Games in Atlanta, mountain bike racing was added, followed by BMX racing in 2008. At the 2021 Summer Games in Tokyo, which were postponed from 2020 due to COVID, BMX freestyle athletes will compete for the first time. Without the Danny horse, who knows if this would have even been possible.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Now let's talk about music. On this day in 2002, American Idol premiered on Fox. As a national singing competition, American Idol gave fans a new way to interact with their favorite reality entertainment. Viewers voted on who could advance and who would get sent home. For a television show seeking to spawn new talent, it's a brilliant setup. If you're going to make it to the pop sphere, you need fans who are going to support you. Hosted by Ryan Seacrest, the first season featured the iconic trio of judges Paula Abdul, Randy Jackson, and Simon Cowell, who would go on to discover One Direction on The X Factor. For 8 consecutive years, American Idol rose to the number one slot in U.S. television ratings. The show was considered destination television. When the episodes aired, you needed to be at home, on your couch, paying attention, especially since DVR wasn't as popular then as it is now. Not all reality TV shows spark the glitz and glam they promise, but some true superstars have emerged from the television stage. According to Billboard magazine, 345 songs by Idol alumni topped the charts in the first 10 years of the show. That's unbelievable. But when you consider the wealth of talent that the show discovered, Kelly Clarkson, Adam Lambert, Jordan Sparks, Jennifer Hudson, Carrie Underwood, Chris Daughtry, it makes sense. Adam Lambert even went on to perform as the lead of the band Queen, an indisputably immense honor. Some singers who went on to become stars tried auditioning for American Idol, but didn't make it through the audition round. This includes Glee's Amber Riley and Naya Rivera, Colby Calais, and Alex and Sierra, a duo who made it to the X Factor finals. American Idol is still on TV today, and even if it's not as popular as it was back in the age of Carrie Underwood, there's still something incredible about watching as a new star is born. And now for today's final segment, I'll be going back into my own photo archives to see what I was up to on June 11th in my life. On June 11th, 2014, I graduated from middle school. Now, I know I just recently talked about the fact that I graduated from high school on June 2nd of 2018, but I also graduated from middle school around this time. What is it now? Math. 7 years ago. 7 whole years ago. Crazy. My middle school graduation was actually like not so different from my high school graduation, but it was big in one deal. I sang on stage in front of everybody during my middle school graduation. I sang Little Black Submarines by the Black Keys with my friend Logan. And the song has literally like no relevance to, it has like no relevance to the experiences of graduating from a period of your life and moving on. But I just really enjoyed singing it. And Logan and I were asked to do a duet at that point when we were in middle school, to say goodbye to everybody. And I did. So I made a song, and So I sang that cover and I also made a song. I wrote a song for my 8th grade graduation. That's why it was a big deal. That's why I remember being so nervous. I wrote a song about my class and I performed it on my ukulele, and it was like the second ever song I wrote in my life, and I performed it. And now it's my job to do that. That's wild. 13-year-old Maya was onto something. It's crazy. If I told myself when I was in 8th grade graduating, after I sang my silly little song that I wrote for my graduating class, that would be what I do eventually for a living, I don't think I would have believed myself. But here I am. Thanks for going back in time with me, and remember to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. You can come back tomorrow for more stories from the past.
It's 365 with MXM2. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.